Good morning. Welcome to Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. Winning Warrior Wise Morning Prayer. God bless you. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, the mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Heaven and earth adore. Even angels go before you. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. What a mighty God. Heaven and earth adore, even angels are before you. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, glory, glory, glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hosanna, 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 blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. We bless the name of the Lord for this day. We want to appreciate God over our lives and our husband for thus far. He has been helping us over our homes. I pray that the banner over our homes shall always continue in Jesus' name. Let's study from 1 Samuel chapter 25. We want to study about the story of Naba. We want to read from verse 9 to 25. You permit me to skip some verses because of our time. We can read it together later when we are doing the prayer. Let's open our Bibles and read the whole verses. I'll start from verse 9. It said, David's young men gave this message to Naba in David's name, and they waited for a reply. Who is this fellow, David? Naba snared to the young men. Who does this son of Jesse think he is? There are lots of servants this day who run away from their masters. Shall I take my bread and my water and my meat that I have slaughtered for my shearers and give it to a band of outlaws who come from who knows where? So David's young men returned and told him what Naba had said. Verse 13, get your sword, was David's reply as he strapped on his own. Then 400 men started off with David and 200 remained behind to guard his skin. Meanwhile, one of Naba's servants went to Abigail and told her, David sent messengers from the wilderness to greet our master, but he screamed insults at them. This may have been very good to us, and we never suffer any harm from them. Nothing was stolen from us the whole time they were with us. In fact, they and I, they were like a wall of protection to us and the sheep. You need to know this and figure out what to do, for there's going to be trouble for our master and his whole family. He's so ill-tempered that no one can even talk to him. 18. Abigail waited no time. She quickly gathered 200 loaves of bread, 2 wineskins full of wine, 5 sheep that had been slaughtered, nearly a bushel of roasted grain, 100 clusters of raisins, and 200 free cakes. She packed them on donkeys and said to her servant, go on ahead, I'll follow you shortly. But she didn't tell her husband Naba what she was doing. 20. As she was riding her donkey into a mountain ravine, she saw David and his men coming toward her. David had just been saying, a lot of good he did to help this fellow. He protected his flocks from the wilderness, and nothing he owned was lost or stolen, but he has repaid no evil for good. May God strike me and kill me, even one man of his house is still alive tomorrow morning. Verse 23, when Abigail saw David, she got off a donkey and bowed low before him. She fell at his feet and said, I accept all blame in this matter, my Lord. Please listen to what I have to say. I know Naba is a wicked and ill-tempered man. Please don't pay any attention to him. He's a fool, just as his name suggests. For I never even saw the young man you sent. Okay, let me read 26. Now, my Lord, as surely as the Lord lives and you yourself live, So the Lord has kept you from murdering and taking vengeance into your own hands. Let all your enemies and those who try to harm you be as cursed as Nabal is. Praise the Lord. From the story here in 1 Samuel chapter 25, we want to also continue the spirit of wisdom for our husband. Sometimes the ego in man, the anger in them can go overboard. But we need to seek God's face over them and soak them in the blood of Jesus. That the Lord will grant them wisdom to deal with any affairs that come their way. That they will not do anything that will destroy the peace in their homes. In the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Because Nabal will have, you know, destroyed his generation just because he lacks wisdom. So even if he's not going to give them that bread or whatever they come to ask for, he's supposed to present his word carefully. But all those things he said were overboard. And even any man who is not an angry person that can get angry over, we need to pray for our husband that, Father, please help this one. Save them, O Lord Jesus, from unnecessary anger. Save them, O God, by your own wisdom and power. Don't let them put our family in danger because of the words of their mouth, because of their behavior. Don't let us put our family in danger. In the mighty name of Jesus, grant them wisdom, grant them discerning spirit, grant them wisdom to talk, grant them wisdom to keep quiet when they are supposed to keep quiet, grant them wisdom to talk when they are supposed to talk. Lord Jesus, please help them. They will not be too fast for you, O God. They will not be too slow for you. Grant our husband's grace, O God, to keep pace with you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we seek your wisdom, O God, that they will not put our family in jeopardy. They will not put us at risk. They will not put They will not allow the enemies, oh God, to destroy the peace in our homes. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Nabal will have caused a whole lot of havoc. But thank God for the wisdom of Abigail. Let us tell it to God. Father, give me wisdom. Give our children wisdom. If the father in the house is going overboard, give me wisdom as a wife, oh God. If I myself is going over, but give our children wisdom, O Lord Jesus, to navigate through us, to bring us back to our senses. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we pray, O God. You said wisdom is the principal thing, O God, in all that we do, even as a Christian. We need the discerning spirit. Father, help us, O Lord Jesus. Help us, help our husband, help our children. Let every one of us be on fire for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, let wisdom, oh God, depart from us. Do not take away the wisdom of God from our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask for this wisdom. We seek this wisdom. We aspire to get this wisdom because by it we can do so many things. Father, grant us wisdom. Grant our husband wisdom. Grant us peace in our homes. Grant us your loving kindness in our homes. Let mercy always prevail in our homes. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, gracious Father. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, gracious Father, because you have answered our prayers. Thank you because of the way you are still dealing with us. We pray, O Lord Jesus, that this wisdom of the thing, O God, will not depart from our lives and our homes in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, gracious Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Father, we receive this wisdom. Grant us our husband in the name of Jesus. When our husband is going overboard, help us as the wife of in the house, the mother at home, O God, to uphold, O Lord Jesus, the dignity, O Lord Jesus, in our home, in the mighty name of Jesus. Even when we, the wives, we are not sensitive, help our children, O God, to help us, O Lord Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. All of us together in our home, we not put our home in jeopardy, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, gracious Father, in Jesus' mighty name we are free. Amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the living Jesus. Have a great Sunday, thank God bless us. Amen.
You are listening to GospelBellsRadio.com, the Christian internet radio with a mission to engage the culture with the mind of Christ. Keep listening and invite others, too. God bless you.